The archaeological excavations in the Place de la République. There was a massive excavation site here in 2008 and 2009. It was thanks to these excavations that the remains of St. Martin's Church were found. St. Martin's was one of the original churches belonging to the Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul in Luxeuil, founded by St. Columban in the late 6th century. What exactly did the archaeologists discover? They uncovered all kinds of pieces from stone and wall sarcophagi, where all testify to the presence of one of the most important Western monasteries of the late Middle Ages. In other words, the period between 500 and 987 AD. The excavations made it possible to piece together a timeline of the occupation of the site that goes back to the 1st century AD. This site was originally occupied by craftspeople up until the 2nd century. It was during this period the first stone building would have appeared, an urban dwelling of the domus type, in other words, a Roman family home. This Roman dwelling was abandoned in the first half of the 4th century and on the ruins of a massive pagan necropolis was built. On the site of the cemetery, a vast Paleo-Christian funerary basilica was built in the 5th and 6th centuries. The crypt was erected against the chevet in the 7th century. This crypt of Saint Valbert, 3rd abbot of Luxeuil, is located outside the basilica, an architectural feature that is extremely unusual for the Merovingian period. The Church of St. Martin was built in the early 9th century and added to over the years. Open to parishioners from the year 1000, it would be demolished in 1797. The archaeological remains that you can see in front of you are among the most important of their kind in the east of France for the period. Thanks to these discoveries, archaeologists now know that the Abbey of St. Columban in Luxeuil was not built on the remains of a ruined town as was previously believed. The excavations showed that the town still had a lot to learn about its history. Near here in the main street, have fun trying to find signs of Gothic art, like a watchtower or some mullioned windows. You'll also come across another of the town's fine dwellings, La Maison François Ier, the House of Francis I, which takes its name from Abbot François de la Palue, a Renaissance masterpiece that was saved from destruction by Napoleon III. Finally, a little further on, in Place Saint-Pierre, you'll come across the bronze statue of Saint Columban by the sculptor Claude Grange. It was inaugurated by Monseigneur Roncalli, the future Pope John XXIII. In 1950, at a ceremony attended by 20,000 people from many different countries. Proof that St. Columban was a very important figure.